The power was out for days after a power line that ran between two islands on the Nelson River broke. Although power was restored after a couple of days, the outage resulted in frozen water systems, sewer backups, electrical issues, and burst pipes. About 4,400 residents were displaced after the reserve declared a state of emergency. Pimichikamak is more than 300 miles north of Winnipeg. The chief, David Monias, says a 7-member military team from the Joint Operational Support Group based in Kingston, Ontario, has arrived and will provide technical assistance and support related to critical infrastructure.
The Army, with their engineers and their logistics people, are going to be taking a look at they're doing a site tour on the water plant right now, take notes and identify what needs to be fixed and assess how it needs to be fixed and what resources are required to fix it.
Monias adds that nearly every one of the 1,300 homes in the community will need some kind of repairs. And band counselor Shirley Robinson says having so many people forced out of their homes in midwinter is taking an emotional toll.
Like, they really want to go home. And there's that feeling of displacement, that feeling of isolation, that feeling of that they can't be with their community.
Monias says a second military team is due to arrive on Wednesday. Meanwhile, plumbers and other skilled workers from outside the province are also on their way to Pimichikamak to help with water and electrical issues. And Monias says a U.S. company has reached out about sending a portable water plant to the First Nation. It's not the first time Pimichikamak residents were forced to leave their reserve. Many were forced to go south twice because of wildfires. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.